Over the next few minutes, we're going to get to hear the impact that it's having here locally with us as I am joined by three of our amazing, amazing partners. Can we just start by thanking them for all that they do? And through the years, I've gotten to know each of them and as well as many of the organizations that we partner with. And I can't wait for you to get to meet them today and hear a little bit more about the impact your generosity has through Be Rich. So why don't we start out by you just introducing yourselves and telling us a little bit about the organization you work with. Jacob, maybe you can start us out.
I'm Jacob Granados, and I am with The Place of Forsyth County, a local nonprofit that helps people in their times of emergency crisis, to help them overcome those crises, but also to help them move to more self-sufficiency.
And I'm Beth Hathorn, and I am with Whispering Hope. And what we do is we provide compassion, hope, and help to women who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy. And so we connect them with resources and the hope that they need there. And then also our greatest hope is that we will see their lives transformed by the power of the gospel. So we also get the opportunity to share the gospel and the difference that Jesus can make in their lives.
That's great.
And I am Karen White. I am the lead school social worker and mental health coordinator for Forsyth County Schools. Forsyth County Schools is the public school system in the county. We have 41 schools serving 52,000 students.
That's amazing.
And our social work team is a team of 15 amazing social workers who just our main goal is to provide assistance to families in crisis situations and to try to make our large school feel small.
That's incredible. Well, again, we're grateful that y'all are here. One of the things that, you know, throughout the years I've been able to meet many of these partners, I get to go on those check deliveries when we show up and surprise people at their offices and be like, hey, Be Rich, woo, you know, and tears are shed. And it's just an awesome, awesome moment. But one of the amazing things that's really has impacted me through the years is getting to talk at a deeper level about what these organizations do. And the thing that always surprises me is the needs that are right around us. I feel like for most of us in the room, we've got busy lives. We're going to work, coming home. We're getting the kids to, you know, their events, their sports, whatever it is. And oftentimes we don't realize the really, really intense need that's right around us. So you all see that every single day, though. This is what you interact with, and these are the spots where your organizations jump in to help. So why don't you just share with us, take just a few minutes and share about some of the needs that are right in front of us that we may not see in our day-to-day lives. Jacob, you want to go first?
So at The Place, we see a wide variety of needs, and just in the past couple of weeks, we've met a mother of five who was left alone with five children, needing help and assistance. We've seen families struggling financially to provide for their families that are struggling to provide food for their children. And even just this past week, I was driving into the office, and there was a man sleeping at the stoplight with some bags around him, and I went and got our truck and went to pick him up, and I found out that this man was an 18-year-old boy who turned 18 last month, just a couple of weeks ago, and because of his upbringing and his understanding, signed himself out of defects care. And so fortunately, we were able to jump in and get him reattached to defects custody, and he signed himself back in. But the needs are very great and varied in our county. And so we see a wide variety come to us in many different ways.
Yeah.
We see lots of different needs. Because the women who come to us many times have needs that we send them to The Place also to get help. But so we do what we can. But one of the things that we do is medical care. So we provide women's health care services. And a couple of summers ago, we had a woman who walked in the heat on one of those hot, hot Georgia days, walked 5 miles to get to our center to get help. And then we sent her home in an Uber that thankfully we had funds for thanks to Be Rich, a past gift from Be Rich for a transportation fund, because sometimes the women lack transportation just to get to us or get around. So that's one a huge thing, just the medical needs there. And then another thing that, another need that we see is for housing. Almost weekly, we talk to a woman who needs housing. So imagine if you're homeless, maybe living in your car, or maybe you're couch surfing, or you're just in a bad, bad situation, a toxic, unhealthy environment, and you need a safe place to be, and you're pregnant. So not only do you're thinking about your own safety, but you're thinking about the safety of your baby. And so housing is a huge need mm-hmm. that we see for a lot of the women that we serve.
And so some of the needs that we have seen from our social work department is, especially over the last 18 months of the pandemic, we've seen an increase in food needs. Again, like you said about housing, just trying to find affordable housing. A lot of families have seen their rent increase dramatically, and childcare needs, transportation, health, mental health needs, just a variety of just needs all to just that families have needed to be able to support.
Yeah. One of the things, I don't know what the current stat is, you may know, Karen, but several years ago, it was somewhere around 500 students in our county, Forsyth County, that meet the federal definition of homelessness, and which just was shocking to me. I don't know if there's an updated number from that, but just to think there's 500 kids in our county, again, as you drive around, you're going, wait a second, you know, how can this be? Again, these really, really intense needs that are right around us, which again makes us so grateful for the work that you all do. Why don't you tell us just a little bit of how you all step in to meet some of the needs that we just talked about. Anybody can go. It's all good. We don't have to go in line.
We need direction.
Yeah. I'll go. I'd love to share with you how we're meeting some of the needs that we see. With the medical needs, one of the things, a lot of times women don't know that we are here, that we do provide medical care to them at no cost. So we provide pregnancy testing, STI testing, ultrasounds, and other women's health services. And one of the things that Be Rich has helped us with has been billboards, just to let the women in the community know we are here. So our target range for the typical woman that we see is usually 15 to 25 years old in that age range. And so they're always growing up and moving on. So we are always needing to get the word out there that we are here. So that's a huge thing, so that they know that there is medical care. And one of the things that we can do once they find us is we can connect them so that if they are pregnant, we can help her to get on maternity Medicaid is available for her. We can connect her with OBGYNs in the area who give discounted services, considering her situation. We have also, we can get her started on prenatal care, prenatal vitamins, which is huge. You may not be aware of it, but in the state of Georgia, there is the highest maternal mortality rate out of the whole country. It's here in the state of Georgia. That shouldn't be. So women need to know we're here. So we're grateful that Be Rich helps women find us through those billboards. But also another thing with the housing that I mentioned to you, we have plans to build a maternity home. It's called Living Hope. And we've been looking at a piece of property, and we're getting ready to hopefully purchase this property and start building. And one of the things that you did for us this past year was help us to raise funds for that. And so we have our down payment to get going. And we're so excited because we know it's going to make a huge difference for the women that we serve. They'll be able to come into the home when they're pregnant, stay up until the baby is 18 months old. Wow. That gives them about 2 years. In 2 years, you can just really change things around in your life. Finish up an education, add to your job skills, just really get on your feet without having to worry about a roof over your head. So we're just really excited, very, very grateful for all that you've done to help us to meet these needs in the community. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, you think about the game changer that would be in a life.
Huge.
To even for people that aren't technically homeless, but the conditions that they're in are just not one that's going to help them thrive and help the baby thrive. And so grateful for that.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
So last year through Be Rich, so we've been working with these teens that Adam referenced that are homeless, and we were able to purchase a home to make the place cottage, and Be Rich last year was very helpful and generous to that, but not just as a official Be Rich campaign, but also so many Brownsbridgers, BBers, we can call ourselves maybe, or
Jacob's one of us, he can say that.
So I feel like I'm at home. So we're not Biebers, but something like that, right? You know. But we've created the place cottage for girls aging out of foster care or who are homeless, facing homelessness, about to be homeless. And that program is starting to turn 1 year old. And so I often tell folks that we feel like newborn parents or first-time parents, that we bought the kid home and the kid is now starting to teeter-totter a little. But we'll be walking and going forward, and we're excited to be able to provide that opportunity for these girls who need it. But just like I said this week, there was this 18-year-old boy, and so we're going to have to identify a solution for that population as well. And so we'll be knocking on y'all's door again.
And Jacob, tell us about Dawsonville as well. You guys have just begun to move into
We were real excited that on May 14th of this year, we merged with an organization called Rick Rack to create the Place of Dawson at Rick Rack, which is kind of a mini The Place of Forsyth. There's already a lot of great work going on in Dawson. Barbie is part of that great work. And in fact, our office is right down the hall from Barbie, which is fantastic, but we'll be offering youth internships for at-risk youth in Dawson County. Be Rich this year was very generous to help us expand our youth internships and programs into Dawson, and so we're hopeful that by offering these internships, these education classes, that we can help mitigate these crises in the future where these teens do find themselves homeless, and we can be more proactive in giving them the support and resources they need.
That's incredible. Karen, tell us a little bit about all the remarkable things that you and the social workers do to step in and help in times of need.
Yes, so like many of you, when we hear of a need, we go through like a vetting process and we try to help and support the family or student in any way. Recently, a social worker told me about a story that where Be Rich, how you guys were able to support. We had a student who just immigrated to the United States and wanted to play or be in the band at school. So he needed to purchase a clarinet, and we purchased the clarinet for him. The student did not speak English, but through the love of music and by having this clarinet, he was not only able to connect with his home country, but be able to connect with the school as well through the language of music. So whenever we just have any kind of need, you know, before Be Rich in our partnership, we often would say no or have to turn families away. But now, you know, we are able to help support in a meaningful way in the lives of our students. So
thank you. That's incredible. Yeah. It's, I know in times past when we've spoken, hearing about these different instances where, you know, you'll find out that someone's power has just been shut off. And, you know, now we've had our first cold night last night. And you think about being in a home or an apartment or some living space without heat when it gets really, really cold. And there's funds that you can tap into, but those typically take several days. It's not instantaneous. And so the emergency assistance fund that Be Rich gives to helps provide that freedom for you all to step in the moment to meet that need. And it really is remarkable. all that y'all carry and all that y'all handle. Tell me about serving volunteer hours. I know we often talk about the checks, and we love to give to specific projects, but what does it mean when someone shows up and gives their time?
For me personally, as a Bieber, it really is, it's encouraging to be a part of a church that does love our community so much. And I was struck in praise and worship today in the last song where it said, God be magnified in me. And every time I see a fellow Bieber come, that's God magnified in us. That's God reaching out into our community. And so when people volunteer, when people donate, it's not just giving your time, it's not just giving your resources, it's really tapping in to something spiritual and deeper that we can't touch, that we can't put our thumb on, but we know that by God's grace and power working in us, being magnified in us, that great change is possible. And so just yesterday, these past 2 weekends, we've had an interfaith day of service at the place. And it was amazing to see how many Brownsbridge members came in support of that initiative to love inclusively, to be willing to roll up your sleeves with people of different faiths, to serve people of different social and economic backgrounds. It was just very beautiful to be a part of. So thank you all very much.
Jacob, that was amazing. I feel like you got to preach for us sometimes. Don't y'all, y'all want to hear Jacob preach sometimes? So well said, so well said. Well, we're about out of time, but can we thank these partners once again for all that they do? And I would love to pray for y'all before we dismiss. You all can be seated as well. I know it's like we're all standing, but God, we're just grateful today for your love for us. And as Jacob just put it so well, we love because you loved us first. And God, when you get a hold of our hearts and you get a hold of our lives, it changes us and it really turns our life from focusing inward to focusing outward. And it's not that we try to do these things to earn your love, but it's because you've given us your love freely that we are free to love others. And thank you for this season of Be Rich, where we get to partner specifically with these amazing organizations. And thank you for Jacob and Karen and Beth, and thank you for the work that each of them are doing, the organizations that they represent, the way that they are really meeting people exactly where they have need. God, which is so amazing. That's exactly what you did for all of us. So I just pray that you would continue to put wind in their sails as they love, as they serve, God, as they problem solve, as they try to help people get back up on their feet, as they try to help people take the next step with whatever situation they found themselves in. In life, God, would you just put wind in their sails? Give them wisdom and discernment for every decision along the way. And would they continue to do tremendous things in our community? We're grateful, God, for what you're doing in and through us and what we get to be a part of. In Jesus' name, amen.